I'm not going to be doing my voice, any voices today.
I 100% respect that.
You're already doing the voice.
Hi, hello everyone. This is, somebody set that down in the middle.
This is somebody this set is that somebody down in the middle.
Wow.
Nick, we started a new campaign. Constantine's dead.
Oh, no.
Bye bye.
Why do we make jokes about that every time?
My Welcome God. To Distractible Podcasts.
And this podcast is brought to you by Vander's Massive Honkers. His absolute belonga donkers. Goobaloos, but doinkers.
I didn't say those last two. You inserted that for me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Nick.
Hello. I'm crashing out.
Zoe went out and found that sponsor for us.
I worked really hard on it, guys. I did a lot of extensive research.
Yep.
AO3, thank you for that. That's who could be sponsored by AO3.
This is not what I expected when I walked in today.
No.
I do.
They don't need it.
What do you get to do?
Don't they always get like way over their like money goals?
Do they?
Sign up with World of Tanks now for 3 free polls. There's a poll, I don't know.
I
don't know for a fact that's not how World of Tanks works.
Oops.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
All right. Welcome, everyone, after a rather chaotic intro.
I'm going to crash out.
Welcome to the 6th session of Dragonheart. It's been a moment since we all met up. Does somebody want to give a recap of what happened last time?
No.
Hannah didn't even hear it all.
No, don't make Hannah do it. She
girl
works.
Recap what you know happened, and then recap what you think happened.
I can do that.
Okay. So from what I know, Gunnar spawned into being like in Minecraft and then realized what town it was and was like, yo, I know this place, my friend lives there. Started sprinting over there. So everybody packed up their stuff and followed. Thank you. I got gummy worms. This is a great day. And so then they got there and everything was like smoldering on fire, not like on fire on fire. Like things had been like up, and there was like this big place that was there and now is rubble, and Gunner's like, wow, I know that place exists, but who knows what it was? Not me, I forgot.
I forgot.
So then they find, like, I think in the more northern side of town,
I thought you were gonna say the Nether.
Who were, like, kind of surviving, like, oh, down south is where there's, like,
inverted, but yes.
Yeah, anyway, so they go to the place where there's, like, people are getting, like, taken care of, and, like, the things are being done, and he knows someone, a grandma lady. I don't actually understand after listening to that what her name is. I'm going to be so...
Sasa.
It's
S-A-S-A.
Sasa. Okay.
Sasa Lele.
So it's Sasa, and she's like a grandma, and she's in there like, yo, you do this, and you do that, and you bring this over here. She's like directing everything.
Yeah.
Mother is mothering.
And then she's like, oh, Gunner, you're my friend. And then she pinches... I don't remember your character's name. It's been like over a month.
Gunner.
Nope. Other
Vigo.
Vigo.
I'm so. Pinner for some reason. Like Gunner with me. I knew that wasn't right.
I thought you pointed at Will.
Vigo's cheeks like, ah, you don't keep my mom. Anyway. And Nick at this point, Constantine's like, kind of wandered off. I'm getting vibes of like Paul at a convention. Like, you turn around and he's gone. And you're like, well, you'll figure it out later. We'll meet up with him.
We, in canon, you went with him.
Yes, and yes. I'm with him. Silently.
Yep.
And he goes to investigate a building that I don't remember. The cathedral. Mm-hmm. And there are people that are like, no. There's the this world equivalent of a gas leak in here because dragon blood, and we had a whole discussion about what dragon blood was. And they're all wearing like their gear, and they're like, get out of here. And so Nick gets out of there, and he goes to a place where he finds like a room with all the clothes, and he decides to like mismatch to like create one that doesn't have dragon blood spilled on it. That's the part I know is canon.
Okay. Now,
so
what do you think happened from there?
He mismatches it correctly and able to, like, sneak his way into the cathedral. And when he gets in there, he finds that there is not a dragon blood leak from the actual line. There's just a dead dragon in there. And it turns out that after this whole town was being used to lure a dragon in so that they could kill it and harvest the resources from the dragon
You're giving
to the
Maisie
detriment
ideas.
Of the people. And so then Nick, Constantine's like freaking out because he's got to like warn everybody because he discovers plans that like this is the whole... I just also just watched Full Metal Alchemist, so this is not inspired by that at all. So they definitely, he found plans that they're going to go all around the country to create like this whole big thing to create like a big city with evil dragon blood and evil dragon hearts to do bad using all the cities that they destroyed. And so sure. then he's got to go, like, find everyone else and warn them. So he goes to sneak out, but then he rolls a nat 1, and he gets...
that he is gets, Nick. That is accurate.
And he gets caught. And so the campaign ends with Nick trying to get, like, dragged out of the city, not even, like, the dungeon. They're like, we got to, like, you know, like... Because now he knows everything. Meanwhile, everyone back here with the Sasa lady are realizing that Constantine's missing. So they're trying to find him, Lamau, but they
can't. None of us look for him. None of us look for him.
So then,
we didn't even talk about him being gone.
They grab a guard and interrogated him. Zoe's character interrogated the guard.
Why? That would be the weakest interrogation ever.
Because she's like big and strong. And then it ended with them giving a general direction of where Constantine is, because they're going after him to save him.
Okay.
None of that.
None of that happened.
He did get the outfit correctly. That was it.
Okay.
There is a dragon blood lake.
There's a dragon blood lake.
Okay. Well,
the chapel is basically the chapel was essentially the like power station for the dragon blood technology.
Yeah.
Dragonheart got explodey or taken. I forget which one.
One or the other.
I don't remember which one.
Not there.
I like my version, guys.
That was actually pretty dope. You were so worried about leading a campaign. I think you've got it. Really? That's like, no,
there's not a dragon blood leak. There's just a dead dragon, and it's leaking.
It was pretty believable.
She's rewriting the script.
No, so what happened was Constantine went on his own little adventure finding out the dragon blood leak and things.
Didn't look for him
we didn't look for him at all.
We
were too preoccupied with the like 13 children in this place with Sasa.
Orphans.
Ooh.
That
yeah. I
have relation to all of them with.
They're his kids. They're all his.
There was a joke made about...
Somehow orphans, though.
We don't need to repeat that one again.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, keep going, please. Thank you.
You can text it to me later. It's fine.
It's not really that bad, but we don't have to reload it again. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We can continue on.
Just made Macy blush real bad.
That was better. Good job.
I remember now.
Yeah, about all my kids.
It's coming back. I hate all of you.
If I had to be on chopping block, you do too.
And so we spent most of the time dealing with that, and then about half the time was Nick doing his own exploration of like the actual things that were happening there, where I was just talking to people. And then
you and Vigo went off on your own.
Yeah, me and Vigo went off on a secret mission, came back, and we're
who
like,
"Who overheard the dragon hunters? Was that Nick or y'all?"
Nick overheard the dragon hunters.
Nick overheard the dragon hunters. The
Slayers. We found that there was a cult involved.
Dragon cult, yes.
And we were gonna go talk to the dragon that they had a friendly relation with.
And the Dragon Slayers are gathering people up
to go kill the dragon
to get a new heart for the city.
I'm going to try to get answers about
what happened.
Tiefling dragon tiefling things and make sure they go away from city.
Yes, hopefully get the dragon to leave.
Yes. And that's where we left off.
Mini worm. He's so tiny.
Little worm. All right. So, that is a good recap.
Mm-hmm. So
co-op recap.
Yep. So we didn't look for Constantine. We just happened to find him when we were coming back from. Me and Vigo were coming back from our little side quest.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. We just chanced upon him and then walked him back to Sussa's place.
Yes. So I think where we left things off is there was a contingency of the group that decided that, hey, maybe it would be a good idea to go talk to the dragon. And then you also overheard that the dragon slayers were trying to recruit people in order to go kill the dragon in 2 days.
This works for Nick because he was having a real moral conundrum about whether he should go or not.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's say we start back. You have all gathered back together, including Constantine, in Sasa's back room. She's in the process of whoever wants to go and interact with the dragon. She's kind of collecting you guys' supplies because you're going to have to march out there.
Sorry.
And, yeah, so... Sauces in the process of trying to get you all your stuff together. If you guys want to chat or discuss things before whoever wants to go heads out.
Yes.
So yeah, like she said, we were trying to decide who was going to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people had moral misgivings, I guess, about going to talk to a cult and dragons.
Mm. What are the other options? Like, when you stay?
Sauces needs help around the
consequences.
Sasa needs help around here to help with the injured.
Yeah, you would just get... There's a group that wants to go talk to the dragon. If you choose to not go talk to the dragon, you will stay in town and help Sasa. Is injured.
So,
red pill?
Which do you choose?
I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
This action will have consequences.
We're leaving in the morning. Yes. We're gonna take a rest and then go in the morning. Was what we had discussed. And.
Who's staying? Who's going?
I'm staying.
I'm going.
I'm going.
I think everyone's going except for Paul.
I'd probably stay.
Okay.
Stay with Lignus?
Yeah.
And
Constantine. Yeah. I guess we can assume that Constantine's not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flip the coin for him.
True. Mm.
Flip the Oreo.
I will. he has written, please do not go. I do not want you to all die.
To everybody or just me specifically?
To people who are leaving.
Oh.
I can't read.
Stop me because I can't read.
No, I can probably...
So
I can
stop me because I'm immortal and I haven't yet been proven wrong.
No, I probably can pick out a few words.
That is not her personality.
I can probably pick out a few words, but...
You could probably pick out die.
Yeah.
He wants you to die.
No, I'm gonna assume not. I don't think anybody's going to die. I don't think if we do feel things are going in a hostile direction, I think we can get out and be okay.
He will write, none of you have any of the training that would be required for such a thing.
How would you even know that?
Maybe ask that in character. And so, also.
That's. I think that's what that was.
Yeah.
Did you ask in character?
No.
No.
I didn't say it in the voice.
Then no.
I am fairly confident we'll be alright.
He will write. He's writing.
He's writing.
He did.
Lucas is typing.
There's a loading bar.
Yeah.
just hear the chalk against the tablet.
And yeah. then erase. And then erase.
Yeah, and then erase.
And then erase. And then write again. And erase.
Yeah.
He's so real for that.
I was with the tablet, I was actually prepared to, like, specifically act that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, my father was a great warrior. And even with his ability, an angry dragon, which had my father disobeyed his training to go and attempt to save my mother from a dragon.
Dang.
Neither of them came back. Alive. None of you stand any better chance than him.
No, but it's also not the same. I mean, it's not the same dragon.
Dragons are all the same.
Oh. That's racist. I mean, that's like saying...
The only possible outcomes are that you all die, or that the dragon shows mercy on you, remembers that there is a city here, and comes to attack you.
Well, the first one, I've lived a life enough to be comfortable with that. And the second one, I hope it doesn't come to, because that is putting innocence at risk, and I don't want that. But the first, I understand and appreciate your concern, Lickness. But I do not care. I am willing to be a sacrifice, if that is what needs to be done to stop this. And I walk away, and I go to Sasa.
Okay. Sasa's prepping all of your stuff. And were you guys able to figure out everything that you needed? Are you guys ready? I know, I think it would probably be best if you left our first light tomorrow. You said the Dragon Slayers, they're not going for at least another day, so you should hopefully have some time. She goes, I'm going to be honest. I don't necessarily disagree with it. It's not... She goes... You are all quite capable people, and I don't doubt that in the slightest. I know Gunnar and Vigo's expertise, and I imagine that anyone that they would bring with them is of a certain caliber, but I watched that dragon torch my town, and I just she places a reassuring hand on Gunnar's shoulder and just goes, aww. Just be safe, okay? We got... There's a lot of people who would be upset something happened to you. And I don't want you to get so far over in your head that you forget that.
We'll be safe.
Okay.
Don't worry, he's got me.
She goes, Gunnar, do look after your brother.
And I do appreciate the concern, but if that thought process were used for everybody, I mean, especially, like, I mean, you're an orc, you kind of understand this. I mean, at least, I think you, I don't know what your atmosphere was like where you were raised, but if everybody assumed the worst of orcs, then we probably wouldn't be here right now. So it is the compassion that can that could lead to change.
I think that it is an admirable goal that you have, and which is why I'm not going to stop you. I just, again, just perhaps a little bit more wary after recent events.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's understandable. And again, I appreciate the concern. This is not coming from a place of disrespect. I have immense respect for you, and I admire the things you have built and created here.
Like, raise your hand on your shoulder as well.
Hey, and he does not know what to do.
She's just gonna place a reassuring hand. She's gonna look like she's gonna say nothing, but she's gonna be like, she's not. She's just gonna look at you kindly instead.
There's a lot of feelings there.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Also, out of character, I'm so sorry, and I hope you weren't offended by anything I said.
No, honey.
I don't want to be pushy or mean to anybody. I'm just...
Hey, the brother, you can't play a pushy or mean character, so we're gonna roll with it.
I'm gonna be showing August around all the stuff that needs to be them.
Yeah, Sauce is probably going to...
And I will write to him, I pray that their passing will be painless.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's wild!
That does
That's...
give me the idea that at some point we should do a one-shot where everyone designs a character for somebody else, and we could all just force each other to play characters we're not comfortable with.
That'd be so funny. That'd be awesome. Incredibly painful.
Thanks, I hate it. That'd be so fun.
I'd be down for that.
I don't trust anybody to write a character. You are an, like an oath of like, you have to do all the right thing all of the time. You're a lawful good paladin who has to save
this
everybody.
This is just like a one shot where we rage bait each other.
So like every time we play,
we're all just angry the whole time.
That's so
fair. What would I get? A character that knows everything about their backstory?
Yeah.
No, you're a character who can't lie.
No, you're very a character who's about... just a fisherman and has no major backstory of any kind. That's so mean.
I'll make your character because I don't do backstories well.
There you go.
I don't trust any of you to make my character.
We'll have Jonathan do your character.
Oh, God.
Okay, your character has got to have a good backstory.
You would be an arrogant man.
Kind of loving
parents. The most entitled, like,
but you'd also be your own type.
You know what?
Egotistical.
Have a house and build.
True. Oh,
I
my
think
God.
It's funnier if she doesn't, though.
I was going to say, no, make me a twink.
No beard.
I look like Timothy Chalamet.
But still way too much ego.
Still way too much ego.
I'm so Timothy Hugo.
Strength of 8, like, I can take him.
Yeah, I could do it, actually.
No, let the man do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway. Yep. All right,
it's
back on track.
Good idea for later, though.
Yes. Uh-huh. So, next morning, our friends who are headed off to go see a dragon.
Dragon tails.
Sasa sets you up with all of your stuff. She goes, I was able to kind of get a little bit more. You got a map, Gunner. Do you know where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that the dragon headed back out. The last sighting of it was it flying back out east, so I'm assuming you're headed in that direction. So you shouldn't run into a whole much other than forest. So possibly you're kind of getting into the foothills of the mountain. So just be careful. You've all got supplies, and you should all be fine. So
that'll be good. We made the trek before.
Mm-hmm.
The Star Trek.
We're no more. All right.
Was it that same direction that the dragon flew off?
I was like, can I try to do ranger tracking?
Yeah. Your map lines up with what's awesome.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess I don't remember
if it flew in the same direction.
I guess I'll help. Yeah, I guess I'll use the map and do ranger tracking.
I'd be helping with the map. Once they start doing it.
Okay, so
I am semi-familiar with the area.
But yeah, Jonathan,
true.
You were like,
would it be
this
advantage?
Guy really doesn't like dragons.
If he's helping, if Gunner's helping
and
me?
I was like, I probably better provide some context to that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's an 18. For, survival, 18.
Man, somebody else gets to do it. That was my job last time, tracking and looking at things.
Yeah. So you rolled a what?
18.
Okay. You don't need
much.
A whole lot.
To find a dragon.
You can definitely tell that, like, it gets a little bit sparser as you get farther away from the city, but it's, like, pretty obvious that there's, like, a whole bunch of trees that have been fallen, like, that were rammed into and fallen over, and that there's scorch marks in certain areas.
Would the dragon not have flown?
Well yes, but, I mean...
He walked. I'm not thinking,
he
like, it didn't plow through the forest, but I'm imagining, like, you know, like, when a ship crashes. And
Okay. Or, like, a plane, yeah, it kind of gets low, and then it... Yeah.
So you see that in some of the areas around the city, but it seems like it's picked back up after a while. What you are able to track with a higher survival roll is footprints.
Huh.
They become
for the cold.
True.
They become a lot more prevalent the farther away from the city. Like the earth was really overturned by like dragon turmoil at first. The farther you get away, the more that you're like, okay, that's a line of footprints, that's a line of footprints. They seem very haphazard. Like, this was not like people marching out of here. This was a whole bunch of people who were
running.
Yeah. It seems like that there was sort of like a, in victory or in defeat, there was a mass exit. You are...
A mass exodus, if you will.
Yeah.
The mass exit.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because I was thinking that.
Yeah.
you guys are able to sort of follow your way. You lose the trail a couple times just because... Not because there aren't prints, but there are too many of them.
I'll say it's sporadic.
And so you kind of like, or there'll be the earth will be so overturned that you're like, I can't actually like tell which way this is going.
Yeah.
It's not clear. So it takes you guys, we'll say it takes you a couple hours.
Well, I've got the boon, win long distance, half travel.
What?
From last campaign.
That was the last campaign.
Yeah, I can like, also run like 170.
No,
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 that's
anymore.
Me this time.
No, I'm having Akira flashbacks.
No, no.
Akira flashbacks, literally.
I'm having Akira flashbacks.
I always have Akira flashbacks.
You guys walk through the forest. Someone
rolled
a perception check.
Perception. I am good at perception.
Oh.
Actually, who has the highest passive perception?
It's not me.
13?
14.
There you go.
14?
I have less than that. I have 12. That's not my job.
Yeah.
I'm not the 18 passive perception guy anymore. Or 20 or whatever it was by the end of the campaign.
That is absurd.
It was helpful.
Cool.
Very helpful.
We see nothing. Who had the 14s?
Okay.
You guys are walking through the forest for a while.
No one around.
There doesn't seem. You're so busy, kind of like looking down at the ground in order to get all of the. That you. Let's see. Ianni, you don't notice until it is too late that there is the tip of a spear in the small of her back.
Ooh!
Oh.
That's the only part of her that's small.
So true.
And...
Just hit feet tall.
It takes a spear just to reach the small of
her
back.
Literally. Oh. Alright. Can I try to... slowly... Okay, hold on, sorry, I'm trying to think about what the heck I'm doing.
I'll say at about the same time that, like, you guys notice that Ianni is frozen, you hear sort of the notching of arrows in the treetops above you.
Mm.
Arrows? It's your time, Will!
Deflect!
I don't think I have that yet. That's
I
the
know,
level
it
three.
Sucks.
Okay, that's fine.
It's the best thing about being a monk, though, is when people try to use arrows against you.
No one ever used arrows against me when I was a monk.
It's such a niche case.
I know.
But it's so great when it happens.
Oh.
We mean no harm.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
What?
Just like
the
announce
what do you
my
want?
Presence.
Wow, I love Lord of the Rings.
Annie, what did you say?
I said, we mean no harm.
Before you can even finish your sentence, you just hear just like a small sort of wiry voice from behind you just be like, shut up!
Oh. I'm looking at him and go, no, you shut up.
No, I don't think that they've noticed you yet. They're more focused on everyone in the group.
It's like, make myself well enough and be like, no, you shut up.
Is it a voice I recognize?
No.
Look,
okay.
So.
Look at the person in the tree who's like, get down here.
I imagine that now you're noticing that there are people around. You see that there are some other, like,
you see, like, eyes in the forest, also with spears. And you see one of them kind of, like, goes to run up to you and then looks and goes, oh! And then everyone's like, wait, what? Oh, gosh! you like, slowly, all of the attention, like, and you see, like, the people in the trees are like, what? Oh. As, like, all of the attention is now drawn towards you.
I can think of a couple.
And they're like a little. They're like a little bit. They're like. Is this a trick? This can't possibly be real. This like. There's like a sort of hesitance. Like they're not. Mm-hmm. They don't want to attack you. But they're also like.
The cult.
They're also like.
In my head, these guys are like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Ewoks right now. These
Ewoks come out of the tree.
I don't know why they had. They're like.
No.
Yeah.
So be like, can you get the spear out of my friend's back, please?
It's fine. I've had worse.
So you see one of the other spearmen, and like, kind of just like waves him to hold off the field. Whoa! And he's just like,
are you like a royalty or something?
I think I'm some sort of prophet.
I'm a prophet! I prophesy! Because of...
The way he
you're blue?
Looks.
Because of all this, yeah.
You're blue, abadibabadai?
Not because I'm blue. Because then they would also think he's one.
Yes. Have you seen, like, this right here?
This conversation is happening out loud.
Yeah.
The other guys are like...
He's just got horns. I don't know what's going on right now.
It's fine. Can you guys take me to the dragon? I want to talk to the dragon.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally right. You see them, they're like... They're like always pointing at each other. Then you see one of them kind of steps out. That seems to like... He has like a genuine sword on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes...
He's like, are you the higher up here?
He goes, I apologize for any miscommunication. We were not... aware of your presence. I don't...
What were we supposed to bring gifts?
He goes, you can kind of tell that he's, like, trying to talk and be, like, formal and normal about this, but he's just kind of, like, staring at you the whole time. He's just like,
take me to your leader.
I apologize for the confusion. We were not aware that you were in the area. I apologize. He's kind of looking at everyone else being like, please stand down. Don't screw this up. I'm assuming that these are your acolytes.
Yes,
we are.
Yes.
What gifts do you bring?
He goes,
What do we give gifts?
Gifts.
So we were supposed to bring gifts, or are they supposed to bring us gifts?
They're supposed to bring him gifts.
Oh, okay. I get the situation more now.
Yeah.
The gift exchange helps clarify the power dynamic here. He goes, he goes, please let us bring you back to, please come with us so we can bring you back to,
he just asked
our
bring us the dragon.
Location.
Okay.
We can get you in touch with the Lady Viola. I'm sure that she, if you have any questions, that she would be much more capable of answering them.
Will she be able to get me with the dragon? Get me in touch with the dragon.
I am not at liberty to make correct or false assumptions about that, but if anybody can get you in touch with the most eminent, then it would be the Lady Viola.
Is she this way?
She's walking
towards the direction that the dragon trails were going.
He goes, yes, she is back in our campsite. Please let us escort you. And so now, what turned into people being aimed at you are now like in a bodyguard huddle around your group, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Being taken out to this encampment.
And he doesn't like this.
I don't really like it either. But
what's not to like? They're gonna give us free stuff.
Brother, why?
You're so real! You're so real.
Why are you so obsessed with free things? Are you poor?
No.
No, I like Aren't gold. I like gold. Who does?
I mean, we're not rich.
If it's free, it's for me.
We're not here.
And that's what August was saying.
You get nothing.
You
Good
lose.
Good day, sir.
And August is thinking those exact words while spooning out free soup for people.
Exactly. If it's free, it's for me. Takes a spoon.
For every spoonful they give to someone else, they put it in
the one for you, one for me. He puts the whole ladle in his mouth.
One
like,
for you, two for me.
He just unhinges his jaw to put soup. The whole soup ladle.
He goes into soup. Dragon form.
Just eat soup.
Good soup.
He's so real for that.
Okay.
So,
walking towards the down dragon.
Walking towards the dragon, the
up dog.
Encampment.
What's down dragon?
Good, are you in one down. Of these similar places before? Tell us what it looks like.
I guess if they're fully set up here, it's going to be like a bunch of tents. We're going to have bigger ones surrounding
are the yurts?
Center.
Yurts.
Yeah, the circular ones from, like, Mongolian culture.
Yeah, those ones. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yurt.
So, there's a bunch of yurts surrounding kind of the central area, which is the big open clearing. And then the tents kind of get smaller as it goes away from the center area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you see these sort of clusters of tents. As you guys are being walked into the encampment, there are people bustling around. It looks not too dissimilar from the state that you left in the city. There seems to be lots of injured being treated, and people running around, moving supplies. But you do notice that as you're being walked through camp, as everyone is sort of like doing whatever they're doing, they look up and then they look at Gunnar and they're just like, they're just stares. Like you're attracting so much attention right now. And every space that you walk through was like full of hubbub and people talking, and then it's just like everything gets quiet as you guys are walking through, and everyone's just like staring at you guys in like shock as you guys are walking onward. Until finally you get sort of to the central clearing in the middle of the encampment, and the guy who's been leading you forward, is just like, hold, wait here for just a moment. I was gonna say that he doesn't address anybody else. He's addressing you directly. He's just like, wait here for just a moment, and I will go grab the Lady Vinalora. I will say, because everyone would be able to perceive this, as you guys are walking through, there is not every person that you have passed is a tiefling.
Mm.
As you were walking into camp.
Interesting. Wait, are the people who were going to ambush us, are they all tieflings too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Not Ewoks.
Check for a dragon.
Nope.
No.
Not Ewoks. All little red people.
So.
Hopefully not little.
As you are.
You see,
I'm little.
You are a little red
short.
I am Edward Elric size.
All average sized red people.
Average sized.
You know, the average size red person.
Yeah.
Whatever. The average size red person is, are you?
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the blue man group on this side.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Somebody walks past
again. All of the people on this side of the table are blue.
Yep.
Why are you blue?
Somebody walks past looks
sad.
Almost exactly
okay.
Like a figure of a red.
Blue, dummy. Imagine,
like, the figure of your snow tone changes color based off your emotions.
I'm like an emotion
That'd be
ring.
Kind cool.
of
cool.
One of those emotion rings. From
you're like chameleon, you're changing colors.
If I'm happy, I turn red.
Well, that's what the...
Or what is it? Yellow?
Yellow?
If I'm embarrassed, I turn pink.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the...
If you're sick or greedy, you turn green.
Yep. Green.
You're greedy.
Why are you not green then?
True!
I've got kind of a teal color.
I've got a tinge of green.
Your superpower is
green.
Green.
Feywild
elf. is the
Ardican?
Eladrin. Yeah, that's the Eladrin.
That is essentially the
neighboring elves.
They're seasonal.
Yeah. So yeah, you notice that most of them are human tieflings. Comparatively, they all seem like very obviously tieflings. And these are people that you probably imagine would have a really hard time like hiding the fact that they are tiefling in normal society.
Yeah.
And you see a hand. There's like a couple orc tieflings as well. Wandering around, that like make Ianni look tiny.
Damn.
Like they look. They are the ratio of you guys to Ianni is Ianni to the orc tieflings.
Wow.
You guys massive.
So they're huge. Has Ianni? I'm trying to think. Would I have seen?
It's probably not.
You're about 10 feet tall.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's not impossible to assume that they're, you've ran into some orc tieflings in Bellicor.
Yeah.
They usually tend to abscond from society, but also Bellicor kind of attracts a weird motley crew of people. So you have probably seen
Bellicor
all sorts
of
everyone.
Bellicor is not what I would call society.
Huh? Yeah.
Bellicor is not what I would call society.
It's the height of scum and villainy.
It is the gambling den of addicts and all
and
sorts
of villainy.
Yeah.
It's the Las Vegas.
It is Las Vegas, yeah.
So yeah.
What is this?
It's
rice cake, I think.
This is just like, hold for just a moment. Let me go grab the lady Viola.
Like three flavors in there.
The guys around you don't leave. They're not like at the ready going to attack you, but they are like still sort of, they are now kind of like eyeing everybody else in the crowd because you guys have like, now that you guys are just waiting in the clearing, like people who dropped what they're doing are like starting to walk towards the center of town.
You like a little celebrity.
a little celebrity.
And they are, and so now the people who were escorting you in are now trying to like eye everyone else and make sure that like nobody tries to come and mob you.
I'm gonna walk towards the tent that he walked towards. And just kind of stand at the entrance, that way they're kind of like semi-circling around the tent. Rather than circling.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be my reasoning for it. Definitely not that I want to be closer to the tent so that when they walk out, I'm just standing there.
Yes.
Horrifying. I'm
kind of trying to, like, block Gunner from everybody a little bit.
I think, we're kind of arranged behind
him. So there's a shield, and then there's a center
inner
shield. Which is all around
the
Gunner.
The double-layered shield.
You can hear some talking from inside of the tent for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy pops back up and goes, oh gosh, because he wasn't expecting you to be right there by the end of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
and then you see following behind him is the only human you've seen in camp. She looks like a normal woman. She looks like a regular human woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of her.
Let me see her.
Pull it out.
Mother!
Sent image. I think that's not me because I can't read.
Sorry,
I just saw Nathan's bedwinker.
Oh, you didn't see that before?
I didn't know, because I was like, what are you saying? I didn't say that. And I was like, oh, it's what he said.
That's what he said.
No, I didn't. Oh, well, okay, maybe
I'm
lied. Maybe I don't have a picture.
Okay,
darn.
I wanted to see a woman. Wait, hold on.
That's what she said.
There's one right there.
Maybe.
Or the minority.
Doesn't help that one of them is playing a man.
Nah, she's a girl.
No.
Sorry for excluding you from the fun, August.
It's okay.
With moral choices.
Maybe.
I'll find it later. I did have a picture at some point in time.
Sorry. Oh, wait, there's more. Two more.
Good.
Yeah. So you see, she looks like relatively thin.
I thought you said Sheila first. I thought
Sheila.
Sheila.
She looks. She's a woman. She looks maybe in her early to mid 30s. She's got short, cropped, dark hair, very pale, and she looks as though her eyes are just a little too big for her head, so she kind of looks like when she's looking.
It's Ella Purnell.
Like her eyes are taking in so much light constantly as she's walking around, and it makes her feel just a little bit uncanny. But she's dressed and sort of like.
Zoe hates every woman who has big eyes. It's a thing for her. She's like, I don't know. She looks freaky. Her eyes are too big.
I'm just
like
thinking
a thing
of Rise
for
of
Zoe.
Guardians. Yes, I have big eyes to take in the wonder of the world.
No,
I love
Zoe's
that movie
like,
so
like,
much.
Like, no, I hate Emma Stone. But like, why? Like, her eyes
more.
Are too big.
I books,
I'm like, oh, okay.
I haven't read the books.
Me
neither. Like, no, I don't like all her eyes are too big. She got bug eyes.
She got bug eyes!
Okay, so bug eyes wants to talk now.
She walks out, and despite the fact that she looks like a rather, like, not frail, but she looks rather small and delicate, but she has a, like, the way that she carries herself is with a very commanding presence. So she seems to carry herself as if, like, she has the physique of someone four times as big as she is. Arm wide, elbows out.
She walks like this.
Shoulders back.
It's probably a shapeshifted dragon.
Knees high.
So yeah, she steps out and she just goes.
She steps out. I'm gonna be like, "Are you Viola? I take it."
She goes, "Yes." She extends a hand for a handshake.
You're not using the title.
Not using the title.
Good.
What a social faux pas.
Nick's not here to correct you on social faux pas.
She just goes, yes, I am Viola. Are these your companions?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Please, come inside. And she kind of looks at everyone else and she goes, and she kind of looks at the group that's been, like, huddling around you and goes, thank you for your service. You're fine. You can stand down. Please, everyone, go about your business. We have much to do here. We're ordered to move on, so please move along. After she guys back inside the tent.
Can I, before we like fully go into the tent, can I just do one more scan, like perception wise, to make sure like everything is okay and I don't see anything strange? Correct. Yes.
Another spear.
Would that be perception? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you said general perception.
I don't see anything. I don't have eyes.
Okay.
Rule of one.
You make a scan, but are immediately put off by the fact that so many people are also staring back at you. You're just like,
it just
sticks. They
don't
also have
me.
Big eyes, and she can't take it.
Yeah.
I would say it's a six, so yeah.
Too many tieflings with the trait of big eyes.
God.
Yeah. So she like, ushers you into the tent, closes the tent. You guys have, like, some modicum of privacy here. And she goes, she has, like, almost seems like a little desk, probably, like, folds up somehow, that's set up, and a little chair, and she's got, like, her, like, pelts on the ground. It seems rather, like, cozy in here. There are some chairs kind of set around, and she goes, please, please, have a seat. And she sits down on the other side of her desk. And she goes, I must say I'm surprised that you've made your way all the way out here. I'm surprised you're here at all. When we got word from one of the other encampments, I thought that they were joking.
Here I am. I was in the area, saw a dragon. Thought I'd check out what was going on.
She goes, yes, we appreciate your diligence. I Are your companions aware of this? The situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They can hear everything. It's fine.
We are well aware.
Okay.
He's been with me a long time.
Yes, I do think that there were reports of another elf from the last encounter. Yes, I do. I do remember that. Yes.
They are not entirely aware of the situation. I've not brought them fully up to date, but
it's a needs to know basis.
I feel like that it would be in an interest. I feel like in an interest of camaraderie that. I feel like it would benefit if we had all of our cards on the table.
That's fair. They've earned my trust. They can hear it all.
Yes.
She should ask what they know so far.
I know metagaming.
I'm not there.
What is awareness of
I'm just helping the DM.
Our activity and your friend's involvement? Are you currently in knowledge of?
I'm not talking to this lady.
Why, you know, because she has bug eyes?
Cannon.
No, I just don't.
So far, all they're aware of is my position in the cult.
Do I know that?
I mentioned it on the way in. That's why they.
Although you didn't, yeah, you didn't mention prophet. Like,
oh yes, yes, it's prophet. Prophet. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a joke. I
also thought that was a joke.
Well, you can see that Viola goes. Prophet is. Yes, I do wish to clarify that. It seems as though the previous sort of group of our organization was a tad. Trigger heavy, if that's a phrase to be used.
Yeah, I think guns exist. I think that's okay.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
I have gun
triggers.
Mm-hmm. Also crossbows.
Crossbows.
Yeah.
Yep, trigger happy.
Yes. We exist here. This organization, the Order of the Ascended Flame, exists as in. Do you make that face in character?
Yeah. What are you talking about? What? So, is he supposed to be some sort of savior?
Maybe give him more than two words.
Let her finish her explanation.
I don't know what of. What you are aware of in the happenings of society, but it is not necessarily the world is not often a safe place for tieflings and people of tiefling heritage from all walks of life. There are those that we believe that even seek their annihilation and destruction. The Order of the Ascended Flame is an attempt at its heart, to fight back against that, to not just provide a safe haven, but to ensure that there are safe havens around your all nations for tieflings. She goes. In an effort of vulnerability, she goes. She was. I'm sure you're all aware that I'm not a tiefling. I have come to this cause through rather different means. She basically outlines that her husband was a tiefling, and. Him and their children were slaughtered under mysterious circumstances that she is unaware of, but that it was pretty evident that they were killed because they were tieflings.
That was a hate crime.
Am I aware of this group, or am I bad at my job?
What do you mean?
With my backstory, I mean.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know if they have gotten to you guys yet. Okay. They are more prevalent in...
the north.
In Ilya than okay. they are down in Tanakh.
I'm bad at my job.
But she's like, this is a cause that means a lot to me. This is a cause that meant a lot to my family. That being said, it seems to have taken on a bit of a life of its own. People in distress tend to cling to whatever they can. And it led to a bit of a deification of dragons and dragon kind. That has led to some more of the fanaticism of our group. But that does not hinder or muddy our goals. Which is freedom for tieflings and freedom for dragons. In terms of your friend here, I'm sure you were aware, tieflings, the traits of tieflings present themselves differently in humans and orcs. They do not present themselves in elves. I the reason I thought that it was a joke that they told us that there was an elf tiefling that had come to their midst is because they don't exist. Mm-hmm. I do not know how you exist.
I mean, you have kids, you kind of know how that works.
She violently
it's not exactly
at you,
like that.
And she goes
with elf tieflings.
I do understand how genetics work. and I understand that it is genetically impossible.
Are genetics canon?
Yeah, sure, why not?
They are now.
Whatever the
Mendeleev have been around.
Yeah, totally. The orc Mendeleev. And so she goes, I have many questions for you, as I'm sure that you have many questions for me, as you've made your way out here so far.
You seem to be very experienced with the tiefling culture, which I appreciate, but I would like to speak with the dragon.
Yes.
To get more direct answers.
The dragon. The dragon, unfortunately,
is busy.
Not currently taking an audience. She was injured during our attack on the town and is in recovery, but once she has recovered, I am sure that we can work an audience out.
Well,
the dragon's in a meeting.
I don't.
I don't know
if we have time.
I would say
that
won't be an option. There's other forces.
time for what?
The dragon slayers are planning an attack for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The dragon slayers.
Yes.
Here.
They got two from the capital.
You kind of see that she's frustrated by this more than she is afraid.
They were trying to gather every able-bodied person of the town, trying to claim a new dragon hog.
I'm afraid your attack has caused more harm than good in this case. As all that's been done is made the city more afraid of tieflings.
And dragons.
A stealthier approach might have been better. As it appeared, you guys were targeting the Dragonheart technology rather than the citizens, but...
there were still casualties.
Unfortunately, orders come directly from the dragon, and our dragon... associate? Ally?
Ally. Sorry.
Did she say the dragon was a her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dragon
we were told it was
women.
A female.
No, I know. I'm
it
just...
was the
yeah, you've seen Shrek.
I actually haven't seen any of the
you
Shrek
haven't seen
movies.
Shrek?
No.
No wonder you're confused.
No wonder you're confused.
That's why I'm confused.
That's the only time there's ever been a female dragon on
TV. You haven't seen the Better Shrek. Eyes dragon.
I've seen the Dragon Prince, all right?
They're coming out with the Dragon King now.
I see that.
Liam's going to voice it.
Liam. Oh, yeah, you would know about that.
I mean, Liam was in the show before, wasn't he? Or was he not? No, I'm thinking some other. Is this the same dragon we met before, or is it a different one?
It's not the camp.
Are you asking that in character?
I might.
Was the one you encountered on the ship.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would you figure that out?
The dragon was...
What's this dragon?
Was it bronze?
It was brass.
Brass. Yeah.
What color is the dragon?
Is she a brass dragon?
Yes. She's a brass dragon.
Mm. We might have encountered her on the way in.
Yes.
Oh.
She helped us out from a tough situation.
Yes. Yes, I do remember hearing about that. You see, she's kind of like putting some puzzle pieces together.
She looks tired.
We spoke to her briefly.
You did?
Yes.
I called her.
And you see Viola just kind of does. She does the meme of the... What? And she just...
Right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, dragons. Why don't you do your dragon call real quick? Maybe we'll get the dragon.
I don't want her to be upset from her resting.
I'm fostering this in canon as much as possible for her to believe.
We're gonna get to some critical dramatic situation,
and it's gonna
work.
She's
gonna call the dragon for help. it is gonna work.
Do the roar.
Right.
Yes. Yes, I do remember being told. I am. Unfortunately, stealth is not necessarily an avenue for dragons, and the dragon's main goal was going after the dragon part. It is disgraceful technology and abuse of power, and so much of the aims of our particular unit has been in destroying it in any avenue that it exists.
They don't need to see my fancy wristwatch.
Your
wristwatch.
They don't want to see your blood magic wristwatch.
Yeah. Wrist clock.
But I digress. You said that the Dragon Slayers were coming when?
Tomorrow.
So,
unless something has changed since we've been gone,
diesel generator into Greenpeace meeting
tomorrow.
Okay. Yes. Well, then, if that is the case, then we need to move faster than I had anticipated.
Yes,
you need to. If you want to still make sure you have a cause by tomorrow, you need to make sure everybody's packed up and hidden. Or
okay.
Leaving.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been making arrangements to leave, but not nearly fast enough. I do apologize. This is incredibly helpful information that you've brought us. I need to go make arrangements. I'm sure that we can continue this conversation at a later date. Please feel free to stay around. We would appreciate your help, but I would never ask for that. But I do have business that I need to attend to urgently if we are to leave. She goes...
By all means, don't let us hold you up.
She kind of about heads off. But she leaves you guys in the tent.
Is there anyone else in the tent?
I was
just the four of y'all.
Okay.
I'm working on her desk.
I was more going to say, now we could probably try to find the dragon anyway.
I was going to look on and through her desk to try to see if I can find any information about anything.
You do that too.
Yeah.
Roll investigation.
I will help in that.
Thanks.
Okay, cool.
I'm better at the talking to people. I don't do much else.
Okay. Well, thank God I have the damage.
Oh, I guess.
Well,
I
that's great.
That's natural.
Would that be helpful?
Natural 20 plus 5.
Okay. Yeah.
For investigation.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I
roll
somehow
roll.
I somehow rolled a 7 on both dice.
She
okay.
figures out how to fold the desk and it just collapses.
You know what?
Guys, I found a secret.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Yeah, actually, you're just we're just like, oh, I think there's a secret compartment, and it actually just
falls
on itself.
Needed to pack up, right?
Papers fall all over the floor. You haven't, like, crushed anything, because, like, everything that's internal is, like, designed to fold up that way.
That we know of.
This was just...
Well, it's a good thing she's trying to leave quick.
I'm gonna go talk to some orcs.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna walk out of the tent.
You rolled a nat 20 plus 5?
Correct.
Yes.
I
closed the desk.
What desk?
The unclosable desk.
The desk.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No, the desk that she was sitting at.
She
folded it up.
Why?
It's now a folding desk.
To investigate, but I rolled a 7 on both of my dice, so I folded it.
What'd she say?
She's gone.
Not in the
tent
right now.
Oh.
Yeah, they're looting the office now to see
if
they can find any
information.
I thought
that, like, she was sitting at her desk. You're like, fold.
Like, that's crazy, actually.
Can you unfold it?
Anyway,
I'm not worried about that. I'm leaving the tent.
My second roll with this dice today, and I got a natural 20.
Nice. Yeah. So you start to rifle through all of the papers that Addy has unfolded to knock to the floor.
Actually, just kidding. I probably don't.
She leaves immediately. We're all like, ooh, what's in here?
Yep.
You find. You find a few things. You find some correspondence that seems to be between Viola and other people of her station at different units of the Order of Ascended Fire.
Okay. I want to make a copy of that.
There's mail here. Man, I should have come.
There's mail and no dragon?
Yeah.
Does anybody have parchment or anything?
I don't.
Or is there? I guess there's probably paper, just blank
paper.
Yeah,
there's
paper
around. Paper.
I want to make a copy of that.
Yeah. So you work on copying that. I will say that you do also find a book that is about that you can't really decipher. But you know enough about it to tell that it is about the ancient elven society, the ancient Tanakan Empire.
Ooh.
They might know Elvish.
No.
Cool.
Hey, Gunnar, look at this book I found. Shows him the book.
Reads the book. Skim's book.
Wow.
Yeah.
pretty cool.
Do you want to read the book?
I'll probably
roll perception to see how much of it you could understand.
I can understand Elvish, so I shouldn't.
No. Like understand, reading comprehension,
like contextually.
Oh. Not
yeah.
Like.
I mean,
for reading comprehension.
I'm just basically would be skimming the book and then maybe stashing it for later.
I mean, I rolled a 19.
You're stealing her book?
No, maybe. What am I rolling?
Perception.
Just perception. I'm good with that. That's a 13.
To 13.
I rolled poorly, but I'm good with that.
Yeah, you can tell that this seems to be a volume out of a larger collection detailing different, like, ages of the ancient Tanakian Empire. Mm. This seems to be covering, like, the late stages of the Tanakian Empire. Like, this is essentially, like, the fall of the Roman Empire, but Tanakh.
Nice.
And so, there seem to be... It also seems to be heavily annotated as well, like, that she's scribbled, like, somebody has scribbled notes in a lot of the margins, underlined several things. Like, someone has studied this.
Yeah.
Is there anything that sticks out that's, like...
Yeah, the notes that are
I'm going to say on your 19, as you're skimming through it, you notice that there are a couple sections that are, like, bookmarked.
Mm-hmm.
You notice there's a particular section that's bookmarked that is about a plague that swept through the Tanakhian Empire that contributed to its downfall. The plague doesn't have a whole lot of descriptions other than it being called a plague. It's like called the Great Plague.
So
there hadn't been a greater plague before that.
Right.
How do you say that word?
Plague?
Plague?
How are you pronouncing it?
Plague.
That's fine.
Plague? That's fine. That's interesting.
Plague. Yeah.
Never go. Anyways, continue. Yeah.
Plague. I don't know. The plague.
Smack, smack.
Plague.
Plague.
Plague champ.
The great plague.
The great plague. But then you can see, like, some descriptions of, so you rolled a 19?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You're skimming through it, and you notice that, like, it seems like a really terrible plague. Like, this is the first time of, it causes severe, like, bodily, like,
harm,
disforming, like,
yeah.
It is, like, it affects the skin, it makes you really irritated, it causes sort of, like, growths, and it's just, like, very,
yucky.
Very terrible. So that everyone looked very sickly and otherworldly, and sort of,
did it say kind of how long ago it was?
We're talking thousands of years.
Okay, yeah.
Dang.
We're talking thousands
I figured.
Of years.
Yeah, so
you see that, like, it causes a different shade of complexion. It causes irritation
cool.
on the skin. It causes growth on the growth to come out of.
The head.
And you see a note in the corner that goes, Tiefling? And that's it.
What?
Isn't this somewhat like what the Oracle was, like, some of the experiments they were doing? Are they trying to, like, reverse this, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also one of, sounds like a potential calamity that he was talking about.
I love Exandria.
Yeah, right? We love Exandria. Unlimited calamity. That's what you get out of that book.
Okay. And then the other thing was just...
Correspondence.
Correspondence,
between,
yeah. And, like, it has, like, the other locations of places. Cool. That might be helpful later, I don't know.
Yeah, the correspondence doesn't necessarily reveal any sort of, like, directionary information. Because, like, none of these people want their,
yeah.
Information
yeah.
intercepted and, like, to reveal where they are. So it's a lot of, like, information that they have learned.
Right.
So that's what you get out of that.
Cool.
And we'll say, let's take a break and go back to our friends back in town.
Hello.
And I'm going to have everyone else leave.
I figured.
Oh.
I figured that was
interesting. Okay.
Hang on.
Can you a little cinnamon swirl we sat here? I don't know.
Well,
are they
done?
No, I was eating them.
Oh, baby.
I'm
take
a couple
of
share.
No.
Take a
couple
of other flavors out here.
Good luck on bringing the TV.
They're good. They're so good. They taste like the Taco Bell cinnamon twist thing.
Ooh.
At least I think
did you ever
so.
Get to try the,
well, I don't know if you'd be able to eat them, but they've had, like, these churros that were birthday cake, birthday flavored. They were good.
Birthday. They're birthday.
They were birthday flavored.
They're birthday favorites.
Hi. All right, you're back in town. Your friends have been gone for
2 hours.
I'm gonna say that this is like the end of the next day. We're around dinner time. You guys have been helping Sasa all day. Oh, wait. Never mind, we have to pause this first. We can't stop that.
I forgot this is secret.